Saba lifted her chin again.
It is only this one's duty.
Saba paused and began to glance around the table at the other masters, and Jaina knew that the Barabel was trying to decide whether any of the other masters were better prepared than she was to hunt down a Sith Lord. Before Saba could act, Jaina stepped to her uncle's side.
Let me go. I'm his twin sister. I'll have advantages no one else will.
What kind of advantages?
Kenth asked.
First, I've been preparing with the Mandalorians, she said. He'll expect me to fight like a Jedi, and I won't.
It'll take more than Fetrix, Corin said doubtfully. Kydus has plenty of his own, and he won't fight like a Jedi either.
I know, Jaina said, but it will trouble him that it's me coming after him. We know from debriefing Alana how misunderstood he feels, how betrayed he feels because we've all chosen to stand against him. It won't protect me in a fight, but I can use it against him in other ways.
And he won't use your feelings against you? Kip asked.
He's your brother, and you still love him.
I can feel that.
I still love him, Jaina admitted. But that won't make me hesitate, not even for a nanosecond.
Then support arrived from an unexpected quarter.
And there's the whole Sword of the Jedi vision Luke had when he made Jaina a Jedi Knight.
His voice was cracking, but Han Solo didn't falter as he spoke, and he didn't balk.
That's gotta mean something.
Jaina's heart beat an extra time in surprise, and she looked over to see her parents shining approval at her through tear-filled eyes.
Thanks, Dad, Jaina said. You too, Mom. Your support means a lot.
It better, Han said, because you're not doing this without us. Got it?
Jaina was too surprised to react instantly, though she knew she shouldn't have been. Of course her parents would want to be her support team. Jaina nodded.
Okay, got it. And thanks.
Do not assume too much, Jedi Solo,
Saba warned sternly.
Your parents' support does not mean you have ours. You said you wanted to do this right. Why?
Jaina gulped away the lump that was still in her throat and thought for a minute, then turned to Saba.
Because I need Jedi resources?
Her honesty drew an appreciative laugh. She waited for it to fade, then continued.
And because I want to eliminate Darth Kydus, not replace him. If I go after him without sanction, I'll be just another murderer, like him.
But if we send you, Kenth concluded, you're a soldier.
Close enough, Jaina said.
She would have said executioner, but soldier did feel better.
This isn't about me, or even Mara or Alana. It's not about anything that Kydus has done. It's about what he's going to do. And that makes this a lot bigger than I am. If I don't have the Council's blessing, then I won't even try it.
Saba blinked twice in what was either approval or surprise. Jaina couldn't read Barabels well enough to tell which. Then steepled her taloned fingers, propped her elbows on the table, and turned to Luke.
Perhaps we should send more unruly young Jedi Knights to Boba Fett for training. If the one before us is any example, he has a gift for teaching them their place in the pack.
Luke smiled, but did not laugh. Then you agree that she's ready? Saba took a moment to gather nods from the other masters present, then turned back to Luke and inclined her own head.
It seems you are right, yes.
She turned back to Jaina.
You have the sanction of the Masters. What else do you need from us?
Jaina's relief did not blind her to the implications of what Saba had just said.
We're right? She asked. The Masters have already been discussing this option?
Of course, said Kip. We're Jedi Masters.
Anticipate is what we do.